We have the opportunity to connect with Flock, and joining us today is Holly Balin, who is a spokesperson for the company, but also Joe Rosenberg, who is the Connecticut account lead and somebody who I believe has been working with, for example, the Bridgeport Police Department, correct, Joe?
That's right.
Well, thank you both for being here. Let's start with some background on Flock. How long has Flock been around, and do you guys just make drones?
That is a great question. Let me give you kind of the overlay. Is Flock was founded in 2017, and our first product was actually a license plate reader camera, an LPR camera, which helps law enforcement get alerted to stolen vehicles, wanted persons, and then, of course, missing persons, like in the case of Amber Alerts. Now, since 2017, we've served law enforcement across the country, and we've grown that product portfolio a lot. So now we also build video cameras. We build audio sensors that detect things like gunshots or screeching tires. And then, of course, we've got our drone product. So Drone as a First Responder is one of our newest pieces of hardware that we build and produce. And those are really aimed at helping emergency responders get to the scene of an accident or a crime faster and see more things before officers even get on site.
A lot of the technology or programs that you create, it seems like it's geared towards police and fire. Is that kind of correct? Would you say that's sort of your bread and butter, is to be able to work with departments?
Public sector is a really big part of our business. The end user of solving crime and responding to emergencies is typically going to be a local police department, a local fire department, emergency management, emergency services. We do also serve private sector customers. So we serve, you know, big box retailers, we serve logistics companies, healthcare facilities, and then ordinary neighborhoods like HOAs or neighborhood associations will often utilize our smaller products. So our license plate reader cameras, our video cameras. A neighborhood is not typically going to deploy a drone. So for the drone product, it would be those police and fire departments.
You know, Flock operates all over the country and is, you know, pretty active at attending a variety of different conferences and public safety and municipal events all over the country. And, you know, over the years, we've had an opportunity to meet a variety of individuals that are both elected and professional appointed staff from the city of Bridgeport and, you know, many, many other municipalities around the country. And so I believe, you know, as early as 2023, Chief Porter and Mayor Gannon had attended some various talks that Flock had given some various municipal conferences. And I think that had piqued their interest, you know, when we were talking about sort of the evolution of public safety technology, particularly as a tool to help that city, mitigate some of the challenges of you know, persistent staffing shortages, particularly with the police department. And then when we started thinking with them about how the drone technology in particular could aid in faster response times to other critical incidents like fires, like water rescues, it became clear that this sort of solution really could be a valuable tool for that city.
How many police departments in Connecticut use Flock technology?
So a little bit over half of the municipalities in the state of Connecticut are working with Flock in some way, shape, or form.
Wow. I mean, and I don't know if Connecticut has a good example of this, certainly, but even like it sounds like your company is working nationwide, which, by the way, we have both Joe and Holly here from Flock. Could you give maybe just even some recent examples of where Flock was, in your opinion, a game changer, maybe for crimes that, again, they didn't have to happen in Connecticut per se, but were probably ones that are familiar to even Connecticut residents?
Yeah, so there's a couple that come to mind. One that really hit home for me, you know, as a father, actually, I got a call from the Connecticut State Police a couple of weekends ago. And by the way, one of the things that, you know, is especially unique about Flock is because, you know, we feel that, you know, missing people and or bad actors, like, don't respect the jurisdictional boundary of where one agency ends and another one begins, you know, our technology, it enables on their own choosing different cities to connect with one another on our platform. And so there was a case a couple of weeks ago that you can read about in the news of a mother and three children from Granby that essentially skipped town and were reported missing by the husband. And they ended up being put on one of our Flock custom hot lists and ended up the following morning driving past a Flock camera in the state of Georgia. And so that sent an alert back to Connecticut State Police. They were able to connect with the police departments down in Georgia, and they were able to locate that family safely and bring them back home, you know, within about 15 hours. Wow. So, you know, that was one example of how this technology works. And we see situations like that all the time, all over the country. And then, you know, another really prominent one, which we were, you know, really proud and honored to be involved with, of course, was the shooting incident at Brown University a few weeks ago, where, you know, you can see in the press conferences that the city was crediting Flock as being one of the primary pieces of technology that led to the identification of the vehicle that ultimately led to locating that suspect.
But when we talk about looking at the headlines, we have to also look at where Flock has come up, I think, in a negative context. And there are certainly reports of lawsuits involving Flock. I don't believe there are any pending or past lawsuits in Connecticut, though, correct?
That's correct. And I love that you do want to look beyond the headlines, Melissa, because we should kind of poke into some of that misinformation or frankly, just get a little bit, dig a little bit into behind the headlines there. The fact of the matter is that Flock is not being sued anywhere across the country for the purposes of sort of constitutional grounds or what we're talking about around sharing data. There are lawsuits against certain cities. However, what I'll say is that when you look at case law on the state level, on the district level, there has not been a case that has persisted where evidence against ALPR technology like Flock has been suppressed or removed on constitutional grounds. What that means is that there's really no question. This evidence is constitutional. It is allowable. Everything within the Flock platform is able to be configured within any state's laws. So there's Connecticut is not one of them, but there's different examples of states with very specific laws around different kinds of policing technology. California has some specific laws. Virginia has some specific laws. And all of Flock's technology is actually able to be configurable within those laws. So there are hundreds of agencies in California, in Virginia, in those states that use all of our different kinds of technology. They just do it in a slightly different way than might be done in a different state. And that's really what we want to get out there, is that individual localities or individual states might have specific legal and societal recommendations for how they want to use police technology. They might want to share across state lines. They might not. They might want to share with federal authorities. They might not. Flock is never going to impose our point of view on them. We actually don't have a point of view. We just want to make sure that they can use the technology in the way that they want to in order to find kidnapped kids, like in the example that Joe shared, or, you know, God forbid, solve a school shooting like what we saw in Providence a few weeks ago.
So you're providing the technology, essentially. And I hate to make this comparison because I know this is controversial as well. But look, Connecticut is home to one of the worst school shootings in American history, Sandy Hook, obviously. And the thing that I always found kind of controversial about that, and we don't have to go into the weeds about it, my point of bringing it up is that there were a lot of attacks, obviously, on the gun manufacturer. And again, good, bad, or indifferent, I think sometimes we get caught up with, okay, someone needs to be responsible for when something awful happens. And in this regard, I think with Flock, which I'm shocked that it doesn't feel like any other companies other than Flock comes up. And I don't know if that's because you guys were sort of leading the charge on this type of technology in 2017, but it constantly gets tied back to ICE. And to your point, it's really not up to you guys who made the technology if police decide to share it. That sounds more like a police or a personnel problem, not a Flock technology problem.
You're exactly right. If a municipality trusts their police department, they just trust their elected lawmakers to make the laws and build the guardrails and the policies that are appropriate for their community, there's no issue here. The number of sanctuary cities that successfully use Flock to appropriately enforce public safety in their community is just, I mean, it's across the country. We work with the city of Oakland. We work with the city of San Francisco, San Jose, Providence, obviously. We're working in my home city here in Atlanta, where Joe and I sit today, Atlanta, Georgia. It is a policy question as to whether or how an agency chooses to use the Flock technology for public safety. Now, what I will say very categorically is that within the system, we do not have a contract with any Department of Homeland Security sub-agency. We do not have a contractual relationship with ICE or with Customs and Border Patrol. So they are not within our system. And we do work with local agencies across the country that have different policies around how they work with federal agencies. And so I think you're exactly right that it comes down to trust. And Joe, I don't know if you'd add anything on the Connecticut specific front.
The Bridgeport City Council recently nixed the city's plans to have Flock drones used for police and fire in emergency situations. The council, who spoke with us on WICC, sharing that they were left out of the process. My understanding in speaking to Flock is that that's not entirely true. In fact, I have proof from them. Several names that should be familiar to you, including Ernie Newton, Idy Nieves, Scott Burns. I'm not bringing this up to shame, but it leads to the question of why did we really nix this plan? That's really the question here, which is why I wanted to talk to Flock, which my understanding is that Flock has been in talks with Bridgeport for at least 2 years, including with some city council members. And again, when I spoke with President Jeanette Herron, she had said, I'm very happy to talk to Flock about this, understand how it all works. But she said she was presented with a lot of articles regarding Flock in a bad light. And so she not only wanted to learn more about them, but she also wanted to hear about what other companies could bring forward. That's why I wanted to talk to Flock. Was there any truth to, I'd say, a lot of the headlines saying that it's tied to ICE and that it's aiding and helping departments to do shady business with the federal government going against policies? And so today we are talking to Holly and Joe from Flock. And Joe, I didn't mean to cut you off before, but certainly your response in regards to some of the headlines and what is true and what's not.
One thing I would like to say is I'm very proud to have worked and supported the Newtown Police Department for several years now. They're a great partner of Flock. And you know, we're proud to be helping to keep that community safe. Again, just to reiterate, the agencies themselves, the municipalities, own all of the data that is collected by these devices. Flock makes hardware and software that helps municipalities, and that is it. So any headlines that you read that suggest that Flock itself is sharing or selling data to anyone are categorically false. We also, in Connecticut, are fully compliant with a law called the Trust Act, which does limit the use of this type of technology for certain protected use cases like reproductive rights, for example. So you cannot use our technology in that state in that way. We're proud to be working with a lot of the leadership across the state to help them think through, how they continue to utilize this technology as safely and responsibly as possible. And I think, you know, one of the reasons that you see Flock as a target is because the technology is so effective. It's been universally embraced by cities all over the country, all over the political spectrum. And because of that, it's allowed our company to grow and be successful. And, you know, with that growth, we become a larger target for, you know, groups that, you know, have just fundamental concerns about surveillance and privacy overall. And I think Flock has become just unfortunately, a bit of a punching bag, against that cause.
Yeah, I mean, in some regard, not to put words in yours or Holly's mouth, but it feels like in some regard you guys have fallen on the sword. So if there are lawsuits or if there are issues that have come up in municipalities in other parts of the country, again, I want to remind folks that Flock just confirmed again that we have none of that happening here in Connecticut, even though there's over 50% of our departments using Flock technology in some regard. It feels like your name comes up all the time. And I would imagine there are other companies doing similar technology like you guys are with your drone program. Why Flock has been the one that stands out? I mean, why do you think Flock has been so tied to ICE raids and in helping federal agents? Why do you think Flock continues to be the only one, I feel like, that is very well known, but not always in the best way?
Melissa, this is a funny circumstance. We are extremely committed, exceptionally committed, since 2017, to transparency and to accountability. You hear me and Joe on the phone talking to you today. I work on the communications team at Flock. I am talking to literally dozens of reporters across the country every single week. We built that into our product as well. So we actually, every single action taken with any of our products is saved in an audit report. That is with our license plate readers. Every search conducted in the system is saved in an audit report. So, you know, those Brown University searches that Providence did, all saved in an audit report every single time. On the drone front, we actually give every agency that has a drone, they automatically get a flight dashboard that shows, and it's a public website, it's a public landing page that shows what the flight, that every single flight was for, so the reason for the flight, the literal flight path, where it went, the user, so the officer who actually dispatched the drone. We provide all of that information so that the public knows for multiple different reasons. We want them to know what their taxpayer dollars are going towards. We want them to understand what their police department is using the technology for, what is going on. It is exactly because of that transparency and that commitment to accountability that we are showing up more often, as you mentioned, in conjunction with some of these issues. Not all of our competitors have the same commitment to transparency and accountability. And I would say that we're not letting this flag that commitment on our front. We believe that this is absolutely critical. Communities should understand and have visibility into what their law enforcement are doing with the technology that they are purchasing and using to police their community.
Well, I want to thank you both. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but thank you again to Holly Balin, spokesperson for Flock, and Joe Rosenberg, who is the account lead here in Connecticut for Flock, who again confirmed that their team has absolutely sat down with members of the city council over the past 2 years. And this is not only taking away potentially a tool for police and fire in Bridgeport, but it also is leaving $500,000 specifically only for these drones kind of on the table, and it can't be utilized for something else. So the next city council meeting is next week. I am not sure at this point if Flock has spoken to the current city council president or other members since they rejected the plan, but we will see if they end up reviving it. Meanwhile, I'm glad that we had this conversation just to, again, kind of, I think, look past what has been sort of thrown around as constant headlines and really get more of the truth behind the product. Is it really the technology to blame, or is it the police, the personnel that you have to hold accountable? So again, thank you to Flock. We appreciate your time and your being candid on WICC.